Girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of the Danny Lakey Late Show Podcast.
Well, in this podcast, soon enough, you'll be a fly on the wall in the debate whether or not we are sharing ice creams these days as a society. I mean, all the things going on in the world, where does this rate in terms of good and bad and evil? Can you be sharing ice creams, licking each other's cream from time to time? We opened up that hogwash plus a sneaky top five, things that are only good for 1 minute, but then after that, absolute hell. Radio Tinder, of course, it is a Friday after all. Quite an awkward segment of Radio Tinder this week. All candidates seem to just have something a little off about them. And the World's Hardest Quiz. Of course, it was the World's Hardest Show Quiz. Enjoy the podcast.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Not ideal to always start off the show with something a little bit sad, a little bit awkward that happened today, but I feel it's probably in our best interest to hopefully settle this once and for all and get it out of the way so we can probably move forward not only with this show but with mine and producer Jack's relationship. I mean, producer Jack and I, we've known each other for quite a while now. How long would you say? Probably coming up to four years?
Yep, yeah, about that.
I'd say so. Thought we were quite chummy. Consider each other not only work colleagues, not only a healthy producer-presenter relationship, but quite chummy pals, good friends.
Yep, so I thought.
So did I. We decided today was quite a hot, muggy day. It was a Friday. Thought we'd treat ourselves, and we thought, oh, should we go down and grab some ice cream? Yeah, I've got nothing to do. Feeling a little peckish. It's a bit hot. Haven't had ice cream in a while. God, love an ice cream. We thought, yeah, we'll go down. Went to the local ice cream store. We're both looking around, perusing at the ice cream flavours, and we decided to treat ourselves. I mean, just one scoop. We're not crazy. We're not animals. We're not wallowing in a bath with a triple. Just a single scoop each. Of course, producer Jack chose his favourite, Hokey Pokey. I chose my classic favourite, my go-to, pistachio praline. And as we're walking back with our waffle cones and our generous scoop of producer Jack's Hokey Pokey and my pistachio praline dripping down the cone, dripping onto the napkin, licking our fingers, licking around the scoops, having a jolly old time laughing, I thought, God, it can't get much better, can it? Just two mates on a Friday licking ice creams. I said, oh, producer Jack, how's the Hokey Pokey? He said, yeah, really good. He said, how's the pistachio praline? I said, delicious. And I said, can I have a lick of your Hokey Pokey? To which producer Jack replied,
can you get a spoon?
A spoon?
There is no way in hell I'm giving you a lick of my ice cream.
I always thought that that was the ice cream code. Whether it's a man and a woman, whether you're dating, whether you're family members, whether you're good mates, if you go and get ice creams together, you exchange licks. I always thought it was the unwritten rule.
No, you can have a taste with a spoon, but you are not getting a lick of my ice cream when I've just been licking it and have to keep licking it.
I would have let you lick my ice cream.
I would not want to lick your ice cream.
Can I jump in here?
Yes.
I am all about sharing ice cream.
Thank you, Sherry
Lewis. I actually was down at the beach the other day.
Yes.
Me and a couple of the girls, and we were all passing our ice creams around, different flavours, having a look at this.
That's the thing. Had I have known producer Jack wasn't going to let me lick his Hokey Pokey, I would have got a double scoop and got the Hokey Pokey myself.
Exactly. Very normal, Jack.
It is not normal. Nobody should be licking anyone else's ice cream.
It wasn't just like the flat out rejection. It was the disgust. It was the evil eye. It was the change in mood.
I've heard some pretty weird things come out of your mouth, and they don't really shock me. But this one shocked me.
Look, 13, 10, 60. I mean, where do we stand here as a society? We can't be going around with sneaky mandates and then people asking for licks of ice cream and others just denying it. Where do we stand? And I'm going to try and remain calm here.
Pick up the phone and call up 13 1060. Are we licking each other's ice
cream? What's the go with the ice cream licks, guys? I thought good friends, they lick together. You know, what are you afraid of? Friends who lick together stick together. I think I got oral herpes or something. I'm clean at the moment, producer Jack. You couldn't catch anything.
It's not about that. It's just not right.
13, 10, 60. Are we licking each other's ice creams? I mean, as a society, let's clear this up once and for all. Who's in the wrong here, myself or producer Jack? And what do you do?
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Pick up the phone and call up 131060. Are we licking each other's ice creams?
Are we licking each other's ice creams? Because I thought me and producer Jack, I thought our friendship has peaked. Earlier on today, where we both skedaddled down to the local ice cream shop. So, yeah, let's treat ourselves. It's a Friday, hot day and whatnot. Little mandate. He got some Hokey Pokey, single scoop, of course. So I got a single scoop of pistachio praline in the cone on the way back. This is fantastic. Give us a lick of your ice cream, to which producer Jack said,
Can you get a spoon?
A, we're walking down the street, mate, with no spoons available. What are we going to do? So get back to the office, I get a little teaspoon out and start fishing around in your cone like some sort of freak?
If you wanted a lick of my ice cream, you need to go back to the ice cream store, get a spoon, and then come have some. No way is your mouth getting near my ice cream.
Nah, I want to hang out with Shuey Louie a bit more. She said over the weekend her and about five girlfriends, they're all trading ice creams, having licks of each other's.
Yeah, and it's bloody normal and it's great because then you get all the flavours.
Exactly, that's part of the ice cream spirit. You go with a big group of friends, you choose the scoop that you want, but then you have a little bit of everyone else's. So technically you've had about six ice creams.
Look, I don't know what happens in New Zealand, but that's not normal here.
Battle lines drawn, Cassandra in Melbourne. Can we share ice creams?
Absolutely not. That is outrageous.
Outrageous, you say?
It is disgusting. Why would you put your tongue where someone else's tongue has been?
The thing is, producer Jack and I, we've shared drinks before. We've had bites of other people's kebabs. This is just a slight step more towards
Shared toothbrushes?
I haven't shared toothbrushes, but I'm not getting gingivitis on my ice cream. This is a fair trade agreement between two. You're only licking a very thin layer. I mean, dare I say, you lick the
ice
cream.
You're also leaving a very
thin layer. No, you're not, because the ice cream that's sticking to your tongue is where the saliva's been. And then the ice cream leaves from the ice cream. So there's no tongue. The tongue can't go through the ice cream. Physically impossible.
I don't care about the science.
It's not. I wouldn't have glossed. I wouldn't have sucked. I wouldn't have nibbled. It was a lick of the ice cream. One lick.
Totally gross.
Couple of mils of the old ice cream.
Look, I don't care about the science of it all. It's just still rank.
Jeez, Madison and Gippsland on 131060. What do you think? Where do you weigh in? Are we sharing ice creams?
Yes, I share ice creams with friends regularly. Well, not necessarily just ice creams, but as you said, drinks, food. It's normal.
It's common courtesy. It's common courtesy. There's barely any germs on this tongue. Honestly, you should
well,
see
it. As long as you're not sick, I think it's not a problem.
I'm not sick. I wasn't sick. I was in a great bill of health. I didn't even ask to see if producer Jack had a cold or not, because that's the kind of respect I have for the man. And I would happily exchange his ice cream for my ice cream any day of the week. I'd give the shirt off my own back and the ice cream off my own cone to that boy.
Well, that's exactly right. I think it depends on the level of your friendship too. He obviously doesn't see the friendship the same way as you do.
No, not at all. Rhiannon in Churchill. What do you think?
No way.
Jeez, I mean,
I don't even share ice cream with my kids.
Oh, I had no idea how many closed-minded people were listening to this show. Seriously. Oh, God. I mean, we've got a poll coming through as well. Producer Jack, on the Instagram, you say?
Yes, I put it up on the story a little while ago, and the results are in. 31% of people say it's normal, and 69% say, hell no, you freak. I knew I wasn't, like, being over the top.
Thought we were blood brothers, mate. Thought we were blood brothers. In fact, thought we were saliva sisters. And that's what hurts tonight. It really does.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
And then it got weird.
Lakey's top five.
Things that are only good for the first 60 seconds.
Oh, this should be good.
Yeah, things that are only good for the first 60 seconds. It's, for too long, people have always been saying, oh yeah, short-term pain for long-term gain. What about the other way around? Short-term gain for long-term pain. No, you never hear it. That's because it's not a smart way to live your life. Here are some very common things that you may be tempted to do this weekend. Probably my due diligence and duty reminder to just let you know with a duty of care, you will only feel good about this for 60 seconds before long-term hell sets in. Coming in at number five, weeing yourself in a wetsuit. Yes, I've been a firm advocate of this for a long time. Warm yourself up in that wetsuit. Let the warm trickle go down your legs. And I'll tell you what, that only stays warm for about 45 seconds before you feel dirty inside. Coming in at number four, the cold side of the pillow. Oh, yes, balmy evenings. Oh, can't get to sleep. That's right, turning your pillow over is a thing. Feels very nice for the first 30 seconds, maybe 45 if you're lucky. Your body temperature and your coarse skull heats that bad boy right up. And guess what? Can't turn it over again, big boy. Number three, smoking a bong. Yes, for the first minute, it may seem like a head rush and a good fizzy, dizzy spin. After that, you will experience crippling social anxiety. Your pupils will dilate. Your vessels will go crazy. And you'll have trouble breathing. Not recommended and highly illegal. Number two, KFC. Ooh, wouldn't mind dipping me tongue in the Colonel's 11 herbs and spices. Yes, I too j'adore le chicken skin. However, after 1 minute, you'll feel like hot death warmed up because you're just eating cholesterol. And number one, an orgasm whilst watching porn. Ooh, yeah, tasty, tempting. That blue animated octopus wrapping its tentacles around a Japanese lady's foot might seem like an exciting idea at the time. Let me tell you from experience, that novelty starts being replaced with shame real quick.
The Danny Lakey Late Show. Swipe left, swipe right. It's Australia's most love-matched radio segment, the Danny Lakey Radio Show's Radio Tinder.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Well, let's see if we can find a match. Let's see if we can swipe right for Sarah after a big Galentine's Day night last night. She thought, you know what, we need to shake things up a bit. If you always did what you always do, you'll always get what you always got. Sarah's 24, works in marketing, has two cats, loves to play tennis, very hot brunette, looking for someone relaxed, easygoing, big muscles, likes to go out and party, can keep up with her when they're out. You ready to meet man number one, Sarah?
So ready.
Oh, God, I'm nervous. It could all change tonight for you.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's meet Liam. Liam is 19. He lives at home with his parents, is a bricklayer, loves to play Fortnite, brown hair, blue eyes, and tattoos. Cock-a-doodle-doo. Hello, Liam.
Hello.
Woo! Insatiable. I mean, did you hear the message, Liam, that Sarah is only looking for 24 plus?
Oh, 24 plus, she. Damn.
Oh, dear, sorry, didn't hear that bit. Conveniently tuned out at the last second. Now you're here now, don't worry about that. Age is just a number. Maybe you can convince...
Age is definitely just a number.
Oh, he gets very excited definitely. With that phrase. Sarah, what's your question to Liam?
Okay, what would your typical date night be? Let's start from the beginning and towards the end. If you had to take a girl out on a date, what would you do?
Take a girl on a date, right? So I'm kind of old-fashioned, right? So I'd obviously either take a girl out on dinner or bring her home and cook her something. So just something simple but romantic, you know?
Okay, like what? Fancy.
Well, no, I love cooking chicken schnitzel or spaghetti or something. So, you know, something simple but something nice.
Okay, so try and go for like a Lady in the Tramp style with the spaghetti. Is that the idea?
With a nice glass of wine, obviously. It's always the way to go, but most guys would obviously say take her to the movies or to the beach. Something ridiculous like that. But I'm more simple. You know? But, you know, you've always had to keep the class.
I just went on a rant and I had to stop you.
Well done, Liam. Good on you. Nice answer. Not bad from Liam there. He's old school, Sarah. He's not going to do something silly and ridiculous like the beach. He's going to cook you chicken spaghetti. Come on. And ready to meet man number two.
Yeah, let's do it.
It is R&B Friday. Yeah, let's do it. Get a girl. Lockie, he is 25. Brown hair, 6 foot, plays footy, sporty, surfing. He's a manager. Oh, managing, Lockie. What are you managing?
That's right, a manufacturing company.
Great. What's your question, Sarah, to Lockie?
Okay, Lockie. Okay, what was my question? I've lost it. Okay. If your house was on fire and you could only say three things, what would you say?
Oh, wow. I had a few answers lined up and that doesn't really help at all.
You can't plan in this game, lock, stock and two smoking barrels.
I have a cat, so I grab the cat. Far out. My sporting memorabilia and my football.
Okay.
That's a very hard question.
I don't mind that answer, by the way, because he was very quick on the cat, and you're a cat girl, Sarah. So that's good. You share the same catty values. And then the Mark Lowndes signed V8 signature memorabilia in the billiards room. That came a little later on. So really, he shows he's not too materialistic. He only really thought of grabbing the one thing. And this was on a very low-pressure Radio Tinder segment. Dare I say, when the house is actually on fire, the stakes are going to be slightly higher.
So, you know, Danny, my question is, why didn't he save any of his family members?
Well, you don't live with your family members, maybe, Lockie?
Exactly, I don't.
Good question. Good answer. Because yeah, shit, forgot about me three sisters, mum and dad. Thanks, Lockie. Not bad. Oh, okay, here we go. Third and final potential candidate tonight on Radio Tinder. Lady alert. Lady alert. This is Kelly. She is 40, mature, bisexual, just came out of a marriage, loves to travel, red hair, 5'3", blue eyes. Hello, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, thank you. It is not me that you're trying to swoon tonight, despite yourself swinging both ways. Sarah, yeah. What do you think of ladies?
Well, you know, I've never really been there, but I'm always open to the idea.
Open to the idea. All right, Kelly. Answer the question that Sarah's prepared for you.
All right. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so my question is, what's your go-to move when you're trying to bring a date home?
Sorry, what was
that? What's your secret move, or what's your big grand gesture that you do when you're trying to bring someone home?
Oh, to seal the deal almost.
Oh, it's the eye contact. It's absolutely the eye contact. Yeah, the eye contact and, I don't know, you need the spark there and whatnot, the eye contact and, yeah, it's just, yeah.
The eye contact.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
There we go.
The eye contact, yeah.
Both eyes? Both eyes, yeah. Because, when you stare into someone's eye, it's actually, you can't look at both of their eyes at the same time.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, you've got to stare in the middle, like at their monobrow. Then it looks like you're staring into their eyes. Otherwise, you'll stare at one eye. Then it gives you the impression.
And give the look.
Content dumped. Not suitable for broadcast.
Oh my God. Back to the Danny Lakey Late Show.
Oh my goodness. Are they effable or are they not effable? Kelly, you were warned about the swearing on the air. Look, that's okay. It's merely a minor hiccup in what was otherwise a very nice, respectable segment. Sarah, the time has come for you to eliminate one of these people that has not left a mark on your potential love list. We've got 19-year-old Liam, who would take you up some chicken spaghetti. We've also got man number two, Lockie, 25, brown hair, 6 foot. He'd save his cat and his Craig Lowndes sporting memorabilia. And then Kelly, the 40-year-old potty mouth, who's just came out as bisexual. And, I mean, we know that she'll stare into your eyes. That much we do know. Who has not left a lasting impression?
You know what? As much as I love eye contact, I'm going to say have to say goodbye to Kelly.
Oh, no!
Bye.
Oh, no!
It's all right.
Sorry, Kelly.
Get a liquor license another day.
Yeah. Try again another time. Sorry about that, Kel.
Get a license another time.
Yes. Try another time for the eye contact. Yeah. A lot of people like the eye contact. Yeah. Probably the swear word that let you...
liquor license.
Okay, yeah. Probably the eye contact that let you down in the end.
But... Yeah, I think dogs are better company than women anyway.
Yes. I mean, we've got two people left, which means Liam and Lockie are now going to figure out a question for you, Sarah, if that's okay. You're right to hang around. And Liam and Lockie, the ball's back in their court now. Let's see how good they dance. We'll get to that next.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
I love you.
Swipe left, swipe right. It's Australia's most love-matched radio segment. The Danny Lakey Radio Show's Radio Tinder.
Yeah, baby.
Unfortunately, Sarah, she just had to eliminate one of the people before, a lady who was just turned bisexual. And the eye contact wasn't enough. A riveting banter by the lady just before. But you had to make a tough call and a tough cut, Sarah, and that's fine. Because you only deserve the best tonight. We are down to two. We've got 19-year-old Liam and 25-year-old Lockie. Liam lives at home with his parents, is a bricklayer, loves to play Fortnite, brown hair, blue eyes, tattoos. It's now his turn to ask you a question. Liam, you're live on the air. What is the question to Sarah, your potential wife? No pressure.
Well, sorry. First of all, I wouldn't say I'd love to play Fortnite, but my question...
Well, I think... Did you not say that to the producers? Because I don't think they're just writing fiction.
I do like to play Fortnite. I wouldn't say I love to...
Careful with your adverbs, producers.
Come on now. All right. My question would be... Are you family orientated, and what are you looking for in a man?
Okay, no, I hate my family, and just kidding. Yeah, love my family. I've got a great supportive family, very big awesome. Family. I've got 4 siblings. And what was your second part? And what am I looking for in a man? Okay. I'm looking for someone who's easygoing, who also likes to have fun, get on the drink with me, but also has some good dance moves. Do you think that could be you?
All right, down. Down, that's me to a T.
But by dance moves, can you do the Fortnite dance move? Because I don't know if that counts.
No, I can't do no Fortnite dance.
You can't do no Fortnite dance! Classic banter, guys! Definitely not awkward, and I definitely didn't squeeze my bum cheeks so hard that one of my glutes popped and I dislocated a shoulder. I definitely didn't do that. It was just easy listening right there. Lockie, you are the final man. It may be yours to lose. I don't want to go out on a limb here, but what is your question to Sarah? You are a brown hair, 6 foot, play footy, sporty, surfing manager, 25 years old. What's the question?
I'm going to go out with the big one. Okay. What's your favourite sex position?
Great.
I hope my parents aren't listening. I'm good.
Are your parents literally streaming this in the other room?
Well, they're downstairs, so I hope they're not listening.
What, to the radio or through the tiles? Okay, what's she up to up there?
Yeah, maybe through the walls.
Okay, well, to be honest, if they're going to be that snoopy and have their ears perched up against the walls, I hope they hear this.
I'd have to say, though, doggies.
That's something we could work with.
Yeah, that's quite a respectable position, and I don't mind that. That's actually in my top 5 as well. Convenient. Nice. Good stuff. Now, Sarah, the time has come. You can only choose one boy. One man to exchange social media details with to potentially be your lawfully wedded husband. Will you take the deal, Liam? You two playing Fortnite? Not doing the Fortnite dance, though. Or you and Lockie on all fours whilst parents are listening at the doors?
Oh, my God, what? That was a terrible run.
It's up to you. Can only be one. Who's it going to be?
I'm going to have to say, drum roll? Can we do a drum roll?
No.
I'd have to say, contestant number 2,
yeah. Lockie. Yeah, there was definitely no suspense in any of this because I feel I already knew it. So much so I'd already had Liam highlighted on my screen and all the buttons ready to go, like sad trombone. Sorry, Liam.
Yeah. Hold
it,
mate.
Nah, no worries, champ. No worries.
Yeah, I think dogs are better company than women anyway.
Okay, thank you, Liam. It means, hopefully, Lockie will take you to be his lawfully wedded wife. Nothing's guaranteed in this world. Dearest of Lachlans.
Yes.
Do you take the Sarah to be your lawfully wedded Facebook girlfriend and you can exchange social media details and hopefully flirt enough to get a serious date, see face to face, and hopefully there's enough chemistry there to maybe try some doggy style?
I do, and I'll apologise to Karen.
A gentleman and a freak at the same time. You guys are going to go real well. Congratulations to you too. Well done, guys.
Thank you.
Got there in the end. Sarah, you happy with that?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, Sarah and Lockie sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G. First comes Sarah, then comes Lockie. They're on all fours playing tonsil hockey.
The Danny Lakey Late Show. This is the world's hardest quiz.
Tis the world's hardest quiz, the world's hardest show. Quiz on 131060 because the Westminster dog show has just happened. And God bless Winky the Bichon Frise. There's a little bit of Winky the Bichon Frise in all of us, isn't there, Sheridan in Canberra?
Hi, naughty Danny Lakey. How are you?
Jesus Christ. Very good, thank you. I think my Winky has Bichon Frise all up and stuff. You obviously know the answer to question number one. Great hypothetical, by the way. Bethany is playing the lead role in the Sound of Music stage musical, but has hurt her ankle halfway through Act 2. The stage director at the side of stage implores Bethany to go on due to which Golden Theatre rule?
I'll tell you what needs to happen. The show must go on.
The show must go on. Is correct. Well done. Yeah. I reckon there'd be stage directors all around the country secretly hoping the lead part busts their leg just so they can say, the show must go on!
Yay!
Maybe the best part about being a stage director. The next question. Maroon 5 recently copped backlash for which performance?
The Super Bowl.
Oh, no. You've forgotten the golden rule of the quiz. Never mind the golden rule of the theatre. Didn't feature the word or sound. Show. In there somewhere. Sorry, Sheridan. Abby in Melbourne on 131060. One lady's loss is another lady's gain.
I have no idea, but I'm just going to say the Super Bowl show.
Yeah, pretty much. Super Bowl show. Will do.
Awesome, thank you.
Was looking for halftime in there as well, but, you know, I'm willing to be flexible. Right. Yeah, but every man's got their limits. You can't just say Super Bowl. You have to, if you added the Super Bowl show on the end of it, instead of going, oh, no, and giving up so easily. Next question. Most towns and regional areas will host their country fete at these local locations.
I have no idea. I'm sorry.
Lol. Okay, I'm going to have to buzz you out as well.
Yeah, all good.
Yeah, all good. Not as embarrassing as Sheridan's buzz out, by the way. Samara and Bendigo. Hello. Oh, she's done. She can't even... Oh, I don't know, and I'm not even going to say hello. No, not going to risk the ridicule. Casey in Melbourne on 131060. Hello.
Hello.
Do you know the answer to question number three? Most towns and regional areas will host their country fete at these local locations.
Would it be the showground?
It would be the showgrounds. Yes, the showgrounds. The good old showground. Glenorchy County Fair will take place at the Glenorchy Showgrounds this Saturday between 10 and 4. Activities include the annual cake-making competition, a live fireman display, and a petting zoo for the kiddies. All proceeds will go towards the refurbishment of the Glenorchy Town Hall. It's how it works. The showgrounds hold the fundraisers for the town hall. Once the town hall's refurbished, it will then hold a fundraiser for the showgrounds returfing. It's how it works. Okay. Number four, an effective way of quickly gathering a vote. Oh, I mean, there has to be a minimal level of banter, Casey. That's still not banter, Casey. Thank you, Vera Victoria. Of 131060. Yeah.
Is it a show of hands?
It is. It's a show of hands. Never been more correct. Yeah, very effective way of garnering a vote. Yeah. Hands up. Who thinks Brett should be school captain? Yes. Jazaden, you can't vote twice. Final question. A service that usually costs $2 in red light districts is called what?
A showstopper?
No. Take me to the red light district that you go to and show me the showstoppers. Thank you, Vera. Ali in Orange, do you know the answer to the final question? You can pip everyone at the post here.
Hello?
Hello? Are you there?
Hi. Yes, I am. Sorry. A pig show?
Hello. What'd you say?
A pig show?
A peep show is correct. Well done, Ali. Yay.
Thank you. Yay.
Yay! A pure digital radio for you and the pride of swooping in at the last minute. Good old $2 peep show, hey? Not bad. Not bad.
Not bad.
Well, you think it's not bad, don't you? And you put the $2 in, and then she's there. She comes out. She takes off her high heel. Oh, yes. Still quite a few more clothes on, though. And then she takes off her... Oh, no. And then your 2 minutes is up. The curtains are back. And that's why you need to spend another $100 to see a boob.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.